"'They'll catch him, won't they?' said Hermione earnestly. "'I mean, they've got all the muggles looking out for him, too.' "'What's that noise?' said Ron, suddenly. A faint, tinny sort of whistle was coming from somewhere. They looked all around the compartment. "'It's coming from your trunk, Harry,' said Ron, standing up and reaching into the luggage rack. A moment later he had pulled the pocket sneakerscope out from between Harry's robes. It was spinning very fast in the palm of Ron's hand, and glowing brilliantly. "'Is that a sneakerscope?' said Hermione interestedly, standing up for a better look. "'Yeah, mind you, it's a very cheap one,' Ron said. "'It went haywire just as I was tying it to Errol's leg to send it to Harry.' "'Were you doing anything untrustworthy at the time?' said Hermione shrewdly. "'No. Well, I wasn't supposed to be using Errol. You know he's not really up to long journeys. But how else was I supposed to get Harry's present to him?' "'Stick it back in the trunk,' Harry advised, as the sneakerscope whistled piercingly, "'or it'll wake him up.' He nodded towards Professor Lupin. Ron stuffed the sneakerscope into a particularly horrible pair of Uncle Vernon's old socks, which deadened the sound, then closed the lid of the trunk on it. "'We could get it checked in Hogsmeade,' said Ron, sitting back down. "'They sell that sort of thing in Dervish and Bang's, magical instruments and stuff. Fred and George told me.'